Okay, what are you most proud of in your life?
This is going to be so cliche, but it's definitely graduating high school with a high grade point average. Top 5% actually of my class. And it's because I got pregnant when I was in 11th grade. And I mean, from there, it was all like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I was one of the type of people that really down teen moms. Like, why would you do that? But I still love to have sex. And I was real reckless. I found out in July. And I didn't tell anybody. And I was scared. And I was lonely. And my first thought was abortion. I didn't want a kid. And I didn't want to tell anybody because I was embarrassed. And I was like, I'm too smart to be pregnant right now. And I was in Girl Scouts. I was in 4-H. And I was in church events. And everybody was looking at me. And I felt like it was a lot on me at the time. And I was like, how are people going to view me? Nobody's going to like understand why am I pregnant. I don't even understand why I'm pregnant. At that point, all the odds were against me. It's like, now I have to try to raise my son and graduate at the same time. And luckily, my mom, she just instilled in my head, oh, you gonna finish high school. Oh, you gonna go to college. Oh, you know, I don't know what you think this is. But I mean, I guess if I sum it up all up in one word, it was just terrifying. Faith. What are you most proud of in your life at 20?
To be able to sit here today and say that I've never been pregnant.
Whew.
Okay. I mean, no offense to other people. And to be a college student.
You know, I'm proud of you too. It's like a lot of people came through high school without a baby, and I wanted to be those people, but I wasn't. And you ain't got no baby. You ain't got to worry about, you know, what time you got to get home, so you got to get your baby. You know, great. Good job to you. What is your greatest aspiration?
To be a mother. Like,
whoa. You might just hear what I just said, babe.
Completely opposite from you. But that part comes in after I get the bachelor's.
Oh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then a career. I'm and sad. Yeah. Okay.
If I went back again, I would not do it again. But walking across the stage, my son turning one, it was just great for me. And I felt like, wow. Like, really just beating the odds. Thank you.